When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Alright, no smelly shots. We got
no smelly
shots.
We got
water shots.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another 85 podcast. It's your boy AZAK, Daddy Z. And to my motherfucking right, it's 6'3, 175 pounds. Just came back from Canada, bro. He's an international man. Chivas.
That's what I'm talking about.
My boy Austin, bro. Here we go.
Sir. I'm sorry about the little delay, dude. I kind of forgot, you know, 1 week out. I'm already acting brand new.
Hey, this man wasn't here last week. He was on vacation, but it is what it is,
bro.
We got hella stories.
And you
currently wearing an N85 shirt. Yo, shout out Daisy, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate that.
Yo, and if y'all want to see these TikToks done live, psych, you can't go to TikTok anymore, bro. It's over with. It's wraps, bro.
It's the last one.
This is the absolute last one we're doing on TikTok, bro.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I was watching the podcast, the one I wasn't in right now.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping, you know, sounds be like, oh, yeah, they're going to miss me. Not a single mention, bro.
Yeah, nobody said, yo, where's Austin?
I didn't get a text message. Yo, Austin,
nobody in the live
what's going
even
on
questioned
with Austin?
It, brother.
He's not here today. Not a single mention, dude. I was, you know, I was expecting to cry because I thought you're going to like, or I expected you guys to cry about me like the whole episode. Bro, like, oh, where's Austin?
Hell no.
Not a single one. What's up with that, bro?
It is what it is, brother. Everybody knew you needed a break. This man went to Canada. He had a fucking blast. Yo, but what we were talking about right now, yeah, last live ever on TikTok. No more TikTok. Exactly, bro. We're accepting ideas, bro. If anybody has an idea of where to, like, you know, where our new home will be for lives, put it in the chat. Put it down in the YouTube comments where y'all think we should live stream. Here we go. We got a couple options, bro. We got Twitch. Should we go over to Twitch? We got IG Live. Now, IG Live, there's not very much for exploration. You know, it's going to be just set followers. So you're going to have to be following the podcast. We got, what else? YouTube Live and that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta, so go ahead and go on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. I was going to say
get the unks.
Get the unks in there,
going.
Facebook. Yeah. Facebook a little.
I don't know if they have gifts. I don't think they do.
Do they have gifts? Nah, Twitch, I got to be careful what y'all say. Yeah,
oh,
for
real.
Yeah,
for real.
That's but true. Even out here, I mean, we don't really say anything crazy, so.
Yeah, too much.
So, anybody have any ideas or anything like that? Put it in the chat.
Dude, pass me that again, sorry.
Oh, here we go. Listen, here we go. It's motherfucking Saturday, bro. I want to see everybody in this bitch getting fucking lit, bro. We getting lit. Like, the visor better be 1,000, bro. And, yo, listen. Speaking of that. So, new changes are coming to N85, bro. Here we go. We started a subreddit, bro. So we always, you know, used to read out the Reddit stories and all this and that. Well, now we have our own Reddit, bro. If you go to r/N85 on Reddit, bro. And if you haven't downloaded Reddit, bro, y'all definitely should. It's free. It's really, really cool. It's good for interacting with certain people. So on there, we started... basically, I put like, yo, you could type in your stories. You know, you could... comment like your favorite part of the episode, post memes, dude, flame us, do something, you know, interact with other people on there as well. Let's build that community and shit. And then every single week we're gonna bust it out, and then we're gonna like never heard of the app, bruh. But yeah, every single week we're gonna bust it out. We're gonna read through the stuff, pictures, anything like that, any suggestions that y'all want us to talk about, y'all could put it in there, and then all the community is gonna come together and start, you know, favoriting it. So yeah, go follow the subreddit, bro. r/N85, bro. It's gonna be fucking awesome, bro. We're gonna take that into the new year, and it's gonna be good. You know, we're gonna experiment with that and see what's up, brother.
Yes,
okay, let's get right into the episode, brother. My man just got back from Canada, bro.
That's right. You peeped the tan. Psych, there's no tan because it was cold as fuck,
bro. Tell me about it, bro. What was going on, bro? From the top,
we went to Alberta, Canada. You know what I'm saying? We landed in Calgary. Now, let me start off with the airport vibes. So, I just want to say right now, shout out to Bobby. Bobby is a man, bro. This man planned the whole trip.
Shout out Bobby, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the invite. This man, because he's already been there. He's been there before. So, he wanted, you know, to share the experience with us. So, he went to the airport. And he's got, like, he's like a Venture X member. It's like a credit card type beat.
Yes.
So, that allows him to go into lounges at the airport.
Yep.
So I think it was him, Kevin, and Jordan, or Justin, one of them, they all had the Venture X
thing. These guys are fucking set, son.
Yeah, so they could, each Venture X member could bring two extra guests. So we were all set. We all could go in there. We were in there, boom. You can eat all you want, whatever they're serving that day. Drink all you want.
So drink. You could bring a guest?
Two guests.
Oh, shit.
Each member brings two guests. There was a total of eight of us. And so I think it's only three members. So that's, what's that? three. That's nine people that we can bring. And we only had eight.
Right.
So everybody got to get in, thankfully. And yeah, you could eat and drink whatever you want, dude. And I, you know what I'm saying? Me, personally, I was going to take advantage. I was going to make sure they got their money's worth.
Hell
so
yeah.
Dude, I was at the bar, after, you know what I'm saying? The vibes were up. Everyone was getting excited. Like, yeah, we about to go crazy on this trip.
We're on vacation. Everyone was drinking.
Woo. We're on vacation. Everyone was taking shots. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said, bro, didn't want to take me. Shake my head. Bro, I'm dead.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Green or red sauce on tacos? Red, brother.
Ooh, red spicy.
I think it's an unpopular opinion, though. I think a lot of the...
I think your butthole wouldn't agree with that, but it's okay.
I think a lot of people from the motherland like the green one, bro. I don't like the taste of, like, green. All right, keep it going, brother. Vibes are up. Let's go.
Vibes are up. You know what I'm saying? We lit as fuck, and this is where shit hits the fan. Now, we left on the worst day possible.
Yeah, I peeped it, brother.
We left on the absolute worst day possible. Like, how
did we... The odds were insane.
The odds were crazy, for real. We left on the Georgia snow day. Everybody went crazy. You know, everyone's posting like they've never seen snow before or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, we left on the snow day. But like, since it was a snow day, delayed.
Yeah, of course.
Boom. Had I was to. Like, okay, not a problem. It was only delayed by an hour.
Okay, okay,
I was
okay.
Like, okay, we're chilling. Hey, we saw that. Solid. Okay, you know, just, we're brushing it off.
We got more time to drink.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not hungry, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll eat later. We, you know, that shit delayed.
Okay.
And then that shit gets canceled. I was like, bro, fucking way. I think we're supposed to leave around 1 in the afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And the next flight was for tomorrow. And we were like, nah, dude, we're going to miss a day already. We're supposed to. It was a week thing.
Dude. Check in on hotels and everything, bro. That is so
we're
tough.
We're
going to
miss a fucking day, bro. And this man, Bobby, dude, I love this man's confidence, dude. This man's like, nah, bro, we're not leaving tomorrow. I'm going to make this shit happen. We're going to leave today, bro. I swear.
Okay, okay.
And it's Asian accent. He's got an accent.
I swear. That's what he sounds like, bro. No cap.
No, I'm sorry. But nah. But for real, like, he's like, I'm going to make this shit happen. And he made that shit happen.
Austin is back in the chat with
That's
hella hearts from Jackie.
Appreciate that. Love you too, Jackie.
Jackie got the number 3 gifter.
That's what I'm talking about. And yeah, so we ended up leaving that night. You know, that was the earliest we could find. We left like around 10. And it was the original flight was nonstop. This one is connecting.
Okay.
So, yeah, we left around 10.
Wait, so what'd he do exactly?
He just made calls. He made calls and he made sure you're like, hey, I'm trying to leave tonight. I'm going to leave tonight. That's basically
Holy
like,
shit.
You know, in the short words.
Right.
That's what he said. And dude, I'm surprised he made it happen. And he got us all on the same flight, which is lit. It was connecting flight, so the first flight was to Salt Lake City, Utah. We went to Utah. We didn't go anywhere outside. We just stayed at the airport.
Okay.
It was, like, early in the morning when we got there, so the only thing that was open, like, in the airport was Starbucks. So we got Starbucks, you know what I'm saying, type shit. And then we just fucking... That was, like, the worst one because we had to, like, just sleep until our next flight.
Damn.
And, yes.
And how long was it then?
It was, like, 4 hours, I want to say.
Bro in the Chivas jersey either had a wild night or just woke up. Which one is it, brother?
I had a wild Buffer. Night. I had a wild night.
There
I'll talk about it later. I'll talk about
hey,
it later.
Hey, you got your fucking answer, bro.
I'll talk about it later.
Now I want to go back to Canada. Yo. Yeah, you did go to Canada. That's crazy.
Yes, sir. So anyways, we land to Calgary. That's where Canada is, right? And I want to say I was the smartest one out of the group. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you why. I brought a carry-on and a book bag.
Right? Yes. So basically double the amount of space that you can carry shit. That's
right.
What you're saying, right?
And I know where my shit's at. It's on top. Like when you go in the plane, it's on top.
Okay.
Everybody else's luggage got lost.
No way.
That's
so
right.
They had like the giant luggage. Not, they went under.
They had to check it in. So
they checked in, right. So you fit like a week's worth of shit in just those
That's
two.
That's right.
Fucking smart ass move, brother. That's what I do.
I did the same thing with Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun. That's literally what we did too.
Saying. I was like, because first of all, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm not going to pay that $55 fee.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure everything fits in this carry-on.
Yep.
And I did. And I was the only one that did that. Everybody else had their clothes and their check-in bags.
Yo, Hekeshiko, thank you for the tiny diny, bro. I appreciate it. That was my nickname in high school.
Let me go back. They didn't get lost. They just got like left, basically. Their bags stayed in ATL. And we were in freaking Canada.
Hell no.
Now, the cool thing about Bobby's just like a smart dude, bro. He had an AirTag in his fucking luggage, so he can track that shit.
Oh, shit. That's so smart, bro. That's so smart.
He's this man. It's because he travels.
He travels. He knows. He knows his way around all this, bro. What a guy. Yeah. Dude, what a guy.
But yeah, dude. And so what they had to do for like the first couple days, they didn't get their shit. Let me tell you right now. They didn't get their shit till like middle of the trip. So we left on Friday night. They didn't get their shit till like Monday, Tuesday. And we leave on Thursday. Thursday, bro.
No way. Nah, they had to buy new underwear and everything.
I had to give Kevin some underwear. I was like, here you go, bro. Hey, man. I'm not stressing.
Yo, we wearing our homies' underwear, bro. Chat, let me know right now. Traveling is the most stressful thing to happen. Yo, real shit, bro. Yo, we wearing our homies' underwear? Yo, tell me right now in the chat. I personally am not, bro. You got me fucked up. I'm going commando, bro.
But Bobby came up with like a solution. He was like, yo, we can just go shopping right now and then they'll reimburse us later because they're at fault.
No way.
Yeah, you could do that. So you could buy stuff and because, you know, sometimes people go to work for like the child for work.
Right.
And they're missing their shit. Like maybe they have their laptop or whatever. Right. And they don't have their shit. Like that's on them. That's on the airline or whatever. So they're going to buy shit that they need for work and they're going to get reimbursed. That's how it works.
No way.
That's how it works. Yes, sir. So everyone went crazy. They were just buying shit. And dude, I just felt bad for them. They were all kind of down, like the vibes were down because they, you know, they didn't have their shit. Some of them only had like one fit, so they had to like wash like every day. And they were all wearing like the same fits every single day. I'm like, damn, dude, I feel so bad.
Y'all dirty motherfuckers, bro. Now you were wearing the same fit. Dirty motherfucker, bro. They reimbursed me for my checked bags. Why the last live? It's just the last live on TikTok, bro. This thing is done tomorrow. It's already tweaking. Every time somebody texts, it says that you gifted a gift, which I know y'all motherfuckers have not. You dirty, dirty. I'm behind y'all. Sick. All right.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I felt really bad for the rest of them because they were all just kind of like down and stuff, kind of bringing my vibe down. I was like,
come on. Fat L, brother.
Dude, I was.
That's not how you want to start a vacation.
Chilling, bro. I was like, I was like, let me go ahead and shower right now. I got an outfit planned already.
Yo,
you know what
smell
I'm saying?
This shirt.
Smell nice.
Downy, brother, right here.
This shit smell like a second outfit, right? You got one of those? No, I'm sorry. No, but for real, I felt bad for real. Like, that's not cool. That's very unfortunate of them.
Right.
But besides that,
right.
Let's get into the trip.
Yeah, let's get into the fucking trip itself, bro.
This trip.
So started the L with like start. I mean, started the vacation with two fat L's essentially.
Yeah. Well, for them now.
Yeah, for them, dude. You're pretty much chilling. Yo, tell me about that first day, bro. What's it like? Tell me all the cool shit.
First day, we went on a little small hike. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what we did for like the majority of the trip. We went hike. We went sightseeing. That's what we came here for. We came to see the mountains.
Yo, and now let me tell y'all something about this motherfucker right here, bro.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
This dude, we went to Cancun, and he had the balls to complain last time. Like,
about?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to come back. And I was like, why? I was like, we fucking had a blast. We did a lot of sightseeing, tourist shit. We had a fucking blast. He was like, yeah, I just wanted to party more, though. I was like,
did I say that?
Yes, dude. He was more worried about partying than actually enjoying the experience, bro. I was like, yeah, this is my same
vacation, bro. Stop playing with me.
This dude, bro.
Stop playing with me.
Yo, hey, Mekishiko, thank you for the fucking gifts, bro. I appreciate you, bro. You're a real one.
Yeah, so we just went sightseeing. Okay. Dude, let me tell you right now, there's mountains for days. Everywhere you look, mountains on mountains on mountains. And they're so beautiful, dude. Like,
Feels like out of a movie.
They look so fake.
Yeah.
It looks like we're in a matrix. Like, they actually placed this here. Like, they look so fake, so beautiful. Like, I kind of had to excuse myself a couple times to tear off. You know what I'm saying? Little tears of joy.
It looks like wallpapers type shit. Like, dude, that shit that happened.
Dude, yeah. It's so beautiful. Like, you guys should go. Please, go to Canada. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, and
that's the thing, like, I need to stop going to these Florida trips, man. Just leave the country, bro.
Stop going to Tampa, bro.
Leave your home.
Stop going to, bro. Stop going to Panama City.
Stop going to Panama City.
Get your ass out of the country, brother. I don't want to see another motherfucker post that they're in PCB.
Get out the country, bro.
It is not 2014 anymore. That dude, that place is a shit show, bro.
Unless you're illegal, then you know what I'm saying. Go ahead and go crazy.
Stop going to Florida, said Natalie, bro. Take another shot. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, here we go, bro. Yo, if anybody gives some gifts, bro. Actually, no, I can't say that. I think we're gonna get restricted.
Oh.
Yo, I appreciate y'all for the gifts, though.
Lord have mercy.
Whoo! God bless.
Actually, yes, we went so we went sightseeing. We went to first we had to go shopping for everybody right. that didn't have fits. So, I mean, I just went with them. I didn't buy anything because I had everything with me. You know what I'm saying? We got stuck up on the alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Went to the bar. Not the bar. The liquor store.
Yep.
Yeah. So, there's a Canadian dude. He was on lunch break. I think he was just eating his burger or whatever. And I was like, yo, what's some Canadian, you know, some Canadian shit we got going on? And this man was not giving his time of day. I think, he took his shit serious, his lunch break serious. Yeah, that shit went out.
That's cool.
Do I? Okay. And I was like, man, fuck this dude. Fuck it. I'm going to go just pick out the usual, the tequila. And yep. It's funny that you have that because they don't have that 1800.
1800.
They don't have that over there. I don't care because I don't fuck with 1800 like that. That shit is nasty, by the way.
Bruh.
It's funny because Anais said the same thing. She's like, where's 1800? I was like, oh, hell nah.
Dude, I was like, you're used to it.
Some people
dead ass don't like it.
I told them, I was like, you and Anthony like the same shit. Yeah, that shit is disgusting.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste. Yeah. I mean, it's cheap shit. Somebody actually said that earlier in the podcast. It's some cheap shit, but hey.
It is.
It fucking works, brother. That's all that matters.
It works. I think we ended up getting, it was some form of tequila, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. So they went shopping. And then night, tomorrow. Hike.
Okay, another hike. Okay.
Lots of pictures, you know what I'm saying? Everyone, you know what I'm saying? All coupled up, taking their cute little pictures. I'm over here to the side.
Here we go.
Being the cameraman.
cameraman Austin, brother. Rest
being
in
the cameraman,
peace,
you know what I'm saying? With the tears in my eyes. Oh, Austin, why are you crying, bro?
You're like, you have the camera here. You're like, smile, guys.
Smile. I was like, why are you crying, bro? I was like, bro, these mountains, bro, they're
dude, the altitude out here is crazy, bro. They got my fucking eyes tearing up, bro. That's insane.
Yeah, so Bobby got us on the hikes and shit. It's very beautiful. I'll show you some pictures later.
Yo, did you wish you had a little shoddy up there? Did you really wish?
Oh,
that,
of course,
you know,
dude. Like in Cancun as well. I wish I had someone to
shut your ass off. In Cancun, what? You're a wildin', brother.
All right.
We didn't tell the story, but hey. Just know
did
this man was wilding,
brother.
That story? I don't think we told that story, bro.
No, we did. We did.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We had to.
This man
I made sure.
This man was wilding. Not the cameraman. You had Bobby, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Bobby was my partner on the trip because we're both the only singles. There was three couples and then me and Bobby.
Man,
we were bunked up and we were cuddling.
Somebody said, y arriba el America.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Rest in peace, brother. Hey, you had to go, brother.
Please, I'm sorry.
Get out of here with that. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I'm out here taking pictures. I'm getting my own pictures, too. Bobby is a great photographer. And Bobby takes his pictures serious, by the way. I took pictures of him. And he was like, Austin.
These are terrible.
He's like, Austin, come over here. Let me show you something. He's like, this is the picture I took of you. It was nice. And he swiped to the one I took of him. He's like, this is the picture you took of me. You see the difference?
Yo, you was on your ass.
Yeah, he was.
Manager
he was like,
Bobby, brother.
He was like, hold it like this. I'm going to show you. Stay like this. Hold it. Keep me in the middle.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best here.
Really?
I'm trying my best here, bro. I'm sorry. Okay, so there's three rooms in the Airbnb. 8 people. So I was like, okay, 3 rooms. They all go for the couples, right? Like automatically. That's
so you're saying you were going to sleep on the couch type shit?
Yeah. And I didn't care. I was like, I already accepted it. I was like, that's cool.
I would care.
It's not a big
care.
Deal.
You ain't giving me no motherfucking couch.
No, but it was like a pull-out couch, like you could make into a bed. It's one
okay,
of those.
Okay.
So.
I'll settle.
So I was like, I didn't care. I was okay with that. But they didn't want, like, Bobby was also okay with that. But they didn't want Bobby to sleep like that. They're like, Bobby, you made this trip. You made this happen. We need you on the bed. I was like, damn.
Somebody said, do some crazy dares, bro. Yo, throw him in the chat. We might see. We'll see what's up. When can I be on the pod? Yo, Lalo, whenever you want, baby.
No way he wants to be on the pod.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, you're wilding.
Nah, because he tells me he's shy and shit.
Stop being shy. That's where... I can't even say the word on here. They had bunk beds and the couples had their own bed. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But hold on. Let me tell you what happened. So the first night, nobody wanted to like talk about rooms yet. Cause there was somebody who was gonna sleep on the couch and whatever. And they didn't wanna, you know what I'm saying? They kind of was avoiding it until sleep time.
Right.
So it was funny because we were watching Netflix. And I could just see everyone like starting to fall asleep, but they didn't want to like, man, they didn't want to make the rooms. They didn't want to like, you know, choose rooms yet. It was so funny. And I was over here being messy. I was like, they're like, oh, you know, I think it's time to go to sleep. They were like, it's time to go to sleep. I was like, okay, go ahead then. I want to see this. Go ahead, pick your rooms. Bro, the way they started was so crazy. They did highest card.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So they automatically gave me and Bobby the room with the bunk beds. So we both got that room.
Yeah.
So
the bunk bitches is what I would call y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So highest number gets the master and so on.
Okay.
And then the other highest gets the other room. And then the last one gets the, you know, the couch with the bed.
Yo, listen, brethren. How I navigate is whoever makes the fucking plans gets the master, bro. Whoever sets everything up gets the master.
Okay, so that would have been me and, well, Bobby, and I would have slept with Bobby.
Yeah, you would have got a fucking master.
And the king-size bed. It was a king-size bed. Hey, that was crazy.
That's just me, though. No cap, bro. Because, like, shit, you went through all the effort to make shit happen, bro, and you don't get rewarded.
So,
and I got to sleep on that goddamn couch. Nah, brother.
But he was okay with it. He was cool with it. I was cool with it. I was like, dude, it's okay. We'll sleep here. No problem.
Okay. I fuck with that.
I forget which cards to get, but I'll just tell you who got the highest. The highest, Mr. Kevin Castillo.
Oh,
Kevin
Castillo and Alex. Shout out motherfucking Kevin, bro.
Kevin Castillo and Alex got the master with the you know, the own bathroom. Congrats.
Congrats, brother.
And then up next, Natalie, J Boo.
Shout out Natalie.
They got the other room. And unfortunately, Jordan and Ana, you got the bed.
Nice.
I did not know they were still together. The couch.
Okay.
And that was it, you know what I'm saying? That was the room situated. So that's like when you're going back to your question. And now let me go back to the hike.
Okay.
So we went on like one hike, the one I just told you about, right? And so the next day, Bob was like, "Yo, I got another hike going." We're like, "I bet," you know what I'm saying? Cool beans. Buys were up. We got shots going before, like, you know how you arrive to the place,
right?
And you take shots. Well, yeah, you know, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a small hike. No, Bobby said it was going to be a medium hike.
Right.
We're like, cool beans. You know what I'm saying? Let's get lit. You know what I'm saying? We're on vacation. We take shots right before we, you know, start hiking. Bow. One.
That's kind of wild. And before a hike, two. Is kind of crazy.
In hindsight, it was a bad idea. Because this hike was the hardest hike I've ever had to go on.
Oh.
We started around 4 p.m. Ended 7:30. 3 hours.
Brother.
And let me tell you something. In Canada, it gets dark very early. Like 5 p.m. it's lights out. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's dark as hell. So we were going up, you know what I'm saying? We were all chilling. Boom, boom, boom. There's like outlook points, you know what I'm saying? You can step off to the side and check out the view.
Okay,
take some pictures.
Okay.
Everything was lit. But then it started to get a little dark.
That's a little motherfucking scary because people don't calculate that you also have to go back, bro.
Right.
The same way that
you still
back.
Have to go back.
Yeah.
And we've been going, dude, it was bad because this, I'm sorry, it was the hardest because it's all uphill. Mm. It's all uphill, dude.
God dang, bro.
So we're, you know, I was saying we're hiking. It gets dark. And now people are hating the hike. They're like, all right, I'm getting tired of this. And it has, like, we're, like, probably halfway. Bobby's like, oh, yeah, we're almost there. Like, every 30 minutes.
Bro.
Oh, I think we're almost there, guys. Everyone's fucking dying. We have to take frequent breaks. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I had to take some breaks, too, because that shit is so tiring. And then we get to a, you know how some hikes you'll see like some stairs all of a sudden? We're like, I bet this is a good checking point.
Right.
So we see some stairs, boom, we go up, hike a little bit more. And we get to another set of stairs, boom. And that's where people give up.
Oh, call him out, brother. Call him out.
Let's go ahead, call him out right now.
Call him out. Come on out. Let's see. Flame him.
No, the craziest part is they gave up at the very end. Like, they were almost there. We could see them. They were almost at the top of the mountain. Let's go ahead. Start out with J-Boo.
Oh, here's yeah. Thanks, brother.
Okay. We got J-Boo.
Okay.
We got Kevin. We got Alex. We got Jordan. We got Nate. Boom. Five.
In that order, bro. Let's get another one going for them, brother.
It's all right. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It was tough. It was a tough hike. So only the real champions, me, Natalie, and Bobby.
Yo, we shout made out. It. Shout out these moments.
Let me tell you, I gotta give props to Natalie because she was not in her hiking gear. Like I said, they
Holy
lost their luggage.
Shit.
I had like cargos like.
Yo, nah, you're a fucking gangster,
she had like
bro.
A freaking sweatsuit on. She had tennis shoes on. Everybody else, or like we brought hiking boots. She had tennis shoes on. Now, she did have spikes, so that helped out. Spikes are, they put them on your shoe. Mm. They're spikes so they can dig into the snow so you won't slip. That's what that's for. But she didn't have her hiking gear and she pushed through, bro. J-Boo, I feel like J-Boo could have pushed through, but he had, what do you call it? He had, like, cramps on his legs.
Yeah,
you know,
right. He had a cramp in his vagina, brother. That's what he had. Yo, Natalie said we don't give up on this side. Well, there's one person on your side that does give up, brother. And we're going to need some answers, bro, because I don't believe those cramps for a second.
Nah, this man Bobby was cooking J-Boo the whole time, bro. He's like, that's not Justin, bro. That's Justine. I was
Justine
like, yo,
in the chat, crazy. Brother. That's quite unfortunate.
And I'm really glad we finished the hike because that was the most beautiful view. I wish we would have done it like when the sun was still out, but we got to see like the nighttime and it was still I'm sure it was just as beautiful. We just see the city lights. And you know how when you're, there's mountains. Sorry. You know how when you go up, it's colder, you know, as you go up the altitude.
Less oxygen, everything. Yeah.
Dude, it was windy as hell. Like, I'm talking hella. Like, it was so hard for me to take videos because it was, like, windy as fuck. And
y'all were there, like,
I was like, Natalie, please just take a video of me. And she did a great job, honestly. Like, because with all the wind, she was able to, like, you know, hold L3.
Nice. Hold L3 is crazy, bro.
Hold L3 and just, like, slow down. She got
she
me.
She said, that's why I left him behind. Yo, that's crazy.
That's what I like. She doesn't give up. I was like, I bet. It's just lit. I was like, oh, fuck. Now we gotta go back down. Now we gotta go all the way back down.
I'm waiting for that. That's fucking insane.
The back down wasn't as bad because like I said, at first it's uphill.
Yeah.
Now you're going downhill.
But in the dark.
And that shit. Oh, dude, like I said, this man, Bobby, is
an experienced veteran.
He's experienced.
Experienced traveler.
This man brought headlamps, brother.
Oh, lamps?
Headlamps, like, you know what I'm saying, for your head. You know what I'm saying? He only brought two, but it's all you need, really.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And, you know, we had our flashlights, too. This man, Bobby, was sliding down the mountain, bro. Like, on freaking...
Oh, he was slide canceling, bro.
He was just sliding. Everybody else was like, you know, kind of be careful. I was running down the mountain. You just have to, like... You know how with your car, you know when it snows, you're supposed to pump your brakes, like... Or, like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like... Did you drive on the snow day or no?
Hell, I was in here chilling, son. I was not driving. Well, that's what we should have done right there, really.
Anyways, you're supposed to pump your brakes. So, like, instead of holding it, because if you hold your brakes, you're going to slide.
Right.
So you got to pump it.
Okay.
But some cars will automatically do, like, the newer cars, they do it on their own. Like, I felt it when I was driving.
Okay.
So I was running down doing the same technique. So I was, like, pumping my own brakes, a.k.a. my feet. And let me tell you something right now, bro. That shit takes a toll on your knees.
Yes. And I have bad knees already.
My knees are cooked. I'm skipping leg day for like 2 weeks, bro.
Aight, bro.
I'm skipping leg day. I'm skipping leg day, bro. That, dude. And then this man had us going on another hike the next day. And some people didn't want to go. Like half of the group were like, no, we're done. We're like, we're not trusting Bobby ever again. They did not like that. They did not like
that.
This
man just had a hike set up day to day. Y'all just went to go work out, brother. That's what y'all did. What a guy.
Dude, but I don't know what they did. We kind of split off. half of the group went hiking, half of the group didn't.
Yo, do y'all fuck with that chat? Let me know in the chat, dude. Do y'all fuck with that? Having an itinerary and knowing exactly what you're gonna do every single fucking day, or just pulling up to a spot and then like you figure it out like when you're there, like, okay, oh guys, I heard about this. Maybe we should try this, you know? Let me know in the chat. I like itinerary. I actually like shit like planned out. Yeah,
he had it planned out. Like he knew like which spots to go to. They were all basically hikes though.
God, bro.
Basically some of them, I mean they were pretty short, you know. If you're a hiker. If you're not, then it might be a little long for you. But yeah, I went hiking with him, kept taking more pictures. And then, so that was like the next day. Then the day after that, snowboarding.
Oh, that I fuck with that. I want to go snowboarding so bad.
Let me tell you something, bro. That shit's going to humble the fuck out of you, bro. Oh, that shit is hard as fuck.
Really? I feel like I could kill it, bro.
You know, skiing is easier than snowboarding.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say, at least.
I guess because you're stuck to one thing and like you got to have a good like center of gravity and all that shit, right?
Got to have balance.
Right.
So I was going in there. I was like, yeah, I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to go do these backflips. You know what I'm saying? You see on these TikToks. Nah, dude.
Bust your ass right away?
Dude, everybody was busting their ass. And we went on the children's hill. We were there the whole day. We had to. There was no way we were going to be experienced going. I didn't get to go on the lift. You know how it takes you up?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to go on that. I didn't want to because I was not ready. There was no way.
Bro, what a pussy, bro. Yo, KT said, must have been some beautiful scenery. That was well worth the hikes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it hikes? He indeed did not do backflips. Blood thought he was Sean White. No cap.
Yeah, Sean White. That's crazy. Isn't he a skateboarder? Or is he a snowboarder? I think he's a skateboarder. But I know what you meant. But yes, I want to say it was Natalie again who figured out how to not fall, basically.
Yo, she was shout able, out Nat, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, because she made it down the hill without falling. I was like, oh, give me some tips. Like, I need to know. She's like, yeah, you just got to do this, boom, 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 this, and this. I was like, okay. I tried it out. Bro, let me show you. Actually, I have a video.
KT said he's both, bro. Stay woke.
This is me, bro.
All right, here we go, chat. We're going to see what the chat.
This is
me. Oh, no. Whose kid is this, bro? Whose child is this?
Yo. What is that? That's just crazy.
Yo, chat, we're about to see this together, brother.
Can you? I don't think they can see. Yeah.
Yo, whose child is. Yo, but you're going, though.
Yeah, like.
But put that bitch on drive, bro. Yeah, you're on neutral right now, bro.
What I'm doing right there, I'm braking the entire time.
Yo, look at these children around you, bro. That's how you know
dude,
that.
They were going crazy. Dude. There was little, like, three-year-olds, four-year-olds. They were going down like it was nothing. They were just, you know what I'm saying? They were passing me. They were like, yo, get out
there. But they're from there. They're from the motherland, bro. Sounds like Nat is Canadian. Lane. What can I say? A young lady with many talents. Yo, for real, Nat. Dude, that's fucking insane.
Did she say young?
Did she say young is crazy, bro? Aren't the ripe like 30, age of bro. 25, brother.
But yeah, what we're I was doing there, I was basically just breaking the entire time. Because if I go, I was going to go. You go fast.
That's what I'm saying, but bro. That's the vibe. But
you lose control. Like, you're going to bust your ass. Everybody was busting.
If I go, mark my words, bro. I'm hitting that acceleration button, brother.
NC,
because of this, let's go to NC.
Yeah. I think Alex and Kevin planning going there. We should go. Because of this, I think I'm gonna make that my new hobby. Like, I want to be a snowboarder because that shit looks so fun.
This guy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be.
This guy goes down one kid hill and says he wants to be a snowboarder, that's brother. What's going on right now? 25 is young in my head, bro. Me too. This is Austin's not there.
Says the both 25-year-olds.
Yeah, bro.
I'm 24 okay. still.
So then what?
So, yeah, I was trying to be. I'm trying to be a new snowboarder, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this was towards the end. Like, I was giving up. I was like, yo, I want to go home. Like, I'm tired. Because I kept eating snow. I was like, dude, I'm done. Like, I don't want to be here no more. Please. Mm. Please, let's go home. But no, I gave it one more try. And I was able to go down the hill. And I was like, all right, maybe we could stay here for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the confidence maybe, goes up.
Yeah, maybe we could, maybe we could stick around, I guess. And everywhere I went to go get a drink, they would not ID me. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I feel like in tourist areas or like people.
Do I look old to you guys? Like, No, but I looked it up.
18.
18.
I knew it.
The drinking age over there is 18. I was like, bro, my bro, Lalo would have gone crazy.
Yo,
bro, Lalo would have gone crazy. He's 19.
Same thing with Cancun and then all those like Hispanic areas.
Oh, I don't think it's 18 over in Cancun. I think it's just 21. And just they just don't give a fuck.
No, it's 18. It's 18. Mexico, all of Mexico is 18.
The U.S. is tripping, bro.
Yeah, for real. Nah, what? Motherfuckers would wild out. Go ahead, brother. What else after that? Give me some fire shit, bro. I'm ready for some fire shit, bro. This man just keeps looking at the same video, brother. Dude, what is going on?
I'm just going crazy right now, bro.
This man.
Look
okay.
at this, bro.
I see that. You're okay.
I'm going
what else?
Crazy. I'm trying to remember. I think that was pretty much it. I want to say.
Okay.
I want to say, if Natalie, if you're in here, remind me if I'm forgetting anything.
Yo, Brian in the chat. Thank you for the future encounter gift, brother. I appreciate you. Nat, was that it? Is he missing anything? Anything fucking fire? Any funny stories, bro?
It never snowed over there. Like, it was, there was like snow.
It just existed.
It was just there. Until like the last day, there was like hella, where at least where we went, it just started snowing like
So y'all got
crazy.
Snowed out the first day and the last day.
Was it this one?
Yeah, yo, these scenes are cool, bro. They're like straight out of Twilight, bro. Look at this chat. These scenes are pretty fucking awesome.
Dude, like you
This looks
to,
like
bro.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 that they're about to fight. If you know, you know, brother. We were swallowing raw Team eggs, Adam. Brother. Tell me about the raw eggs.
Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for that.
That sounds fucking wild, bro. Where are we at tonight,
let me
bro?
Let me go show you some right quick.
How was the I don't want to say that.
The poutine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That shit was... Wait, who said that?
KT.
Oh, KT.
Where are we at tonight, bro? We watching the fight, bro.
Dude, the poutine is very good. So for what poutine is, they're fries, and they put gravy on top with, like, cheese. And that shit sounds... It's actually...
Kind of wild.
It's very... I would say it's very fattening, but it's so good. It's okay. So delicious. It was very good, KT. I got it from Costco.
Costco up there?
Yeah,
okay.
They had a Costco. We went to a grocery shop.
Yo, tell me that raw egg story, brother. Come on.
All right. Oh, I forgot to mention this. So we were getting fucked up on the night that we were supposed to go to sleep early because the next day was snowboarding. We had to leave early to be the first ones there.
Okay.
Right? So we're getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We're playing games. We're playing drink. We're playing ride the bus. We're playing spoons.
Classic.
Everyone's getting lit. And now, since you know, we're done playing games, and now we're kind of doing dares at this point. We're like, if you swallow a raw egg, I'll take two shots.
That's what I was saying. I would, bro.
Now, Kevin went up first. And it's funny because Kevin, when he hears someone gag, he gags.
Oh.
He's like one of those.
Yikes.
But he tried it. He tried to swallow the egg. And let me show you what happened.
Okay, lads, we're going to all watch this together. Here we go. Chat. Kevin is right there. Oh. Oh, he's over here gagging. Natalie dying, bro. Alex trying to give some motivational speeches. This is over with. Oh, no. No way, bro. No way. No way, bro.
Dude, that man cannot handle the egg. I've tried to do that before, and that shit is
dude,
not
come
it.
On, brother. That I could have done that shit. No problem.
No, dude,
brother.
I tried it. It's just a texture, dude. That
Yo,
texture sucks.
Yo, Brian, thank you for the VR goggles and the dragon crown, bro.
So
that was wild.
So look, so he didn't do it, right? Well,
right.
As you can see. So now I think somebody challenged Natalie to do it.
All right.
Natalie.
Nat, here we go.
Another, what do you call it? Another amazing performance.
Oh.
Boom. Like nothing.
Like it was nothing.
I was like, yeah. Everybody had to drink like two shots for that.
Dude, that's a gangster, bro. What
yeah.
the hell?
But now we're like, all right, that's a little too easy for you. You know, so let's go ahead and do two. Two at it. So she already drank one.
Okay.
6 grams of protein. And then we were like, all right, go ahead, do two more then. Two more. Not one more, two more.
Okay.
And she was like, nah, like I struggle with that one. I don't even want to do it. And dude, I said some wild shit. Because I wanted, you know, I was trying to like rile her up. I was trying to rile her up. And, you know,
there's only one word that will do it.
Nah, you know what I said? Hey, by the way, not you're still here, right? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it any way like that. I just wanted to see it. I just wanted to see you.
We're watching the fight. I just finished work. Yo, let's figure it out, bro.
I just wanted to see you do it. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Tanya would have done it.
Oh, with her own sister.
She said, yeah. So if you guys know, Natalie's a twin, and I would be like, yo, your sister would have done it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everyone was like, damn. I was like, Austin, you're wild. And she was like, I bet. She got mad, like not mad, but she was like riled up. Said, I bet. Give me them hoes. She was like, if I take these two, you gotta drink 4 shots. I was like, nah. I was like, goddamn. Let's do it. Let's do it. And dude, she struggled, but she did it. She was like,
So
took a little break.
Oh, okay.
And then
I should have done 2 at the same time.
Nah,
brother.
She wouldn't do it. She didn't
it's
want to
one
do it.
And one. That's literally like doing one again.
Yeah, but she didn't want to. We allowed it.
Okay.
Now let me get a small. Let me show you some.
Brian said, call me. Yo, after this, brother.
4 shots, right? This is the size of the cup that I got. They filled it up to here, bro, with alcohol.
Nah, bro.
In the middle for you guys that can see. I don't know. I don't think that was 4 shots, bro. But I was like, I was stalling. I was like mentally preparing myself. Like, bro, I don't think I can take this. This is way too much. Like, I kind of like was starting to regret my decisions. I was like, bro, I should have kept my mouth shut. But no.
Those eggs were not worth it, brother.
I was like, bro.
She got protein
out
of it.
Protein,
you're getting fucked up.
I'm getting wrecked. That was the night before the snowboarding. So no wonder she did very well at the snowboarder. She got fucking hella protein in her.
Yo, this man Brian just dropped 73 chilies in the chat, brother. Yeah. What are you doing, brother? I appreciate it. Last fucking live. Let's go.
But you know what I'm saying? My name is Austin. I fucking took the whole thing. Boom.
Damn.
One. I didn't take no breaks. I took the whole thing.
All in one? One take drink
one
is
take,
what they call them.
And then I obviously had to chase it. I chased it down. Boom. Immediately went outside to the balcony. I didn't throw up.
I was going to say, no, that would have been smart. A tactical throw up.
No,
it would have come right out, bro.
I didn't throw up. I just went out there to get some fresh air. That's because, you know what I'm saying? Once that cold air hits,
right,
you feel great. Some people it makes it worse, but for me, it helps out a lot.
Okay.
So I was able to relax, chill a bit. Also, so that was it, by the way. Also, weed is legal there.
You about to get. I was feeling nauseous the next morning just thinking about all the raw eggs I ate. That. I was like, hey. But that protein was up. But that protein, last life for real. But that protein was up, Nat.
I don't know what it is about smoking a legal joint, bro, but it just felt different. I just felt like unstoppable. I feel like I can do anything.
Bruh.
And dude, you're smoking outside and there's mountains, bro. Like, come on,
bro. We about
to
get restricted. Here we go.
It's okay. It's our last one. So, dude, it's just so amazing. You just smoking and you just see like the mountains everywhere.
Right.
Boom. Everyone,
you're like, damn,
everyone
I fucking
so
made
nice
it,
over
bro.
There, bro. Like, I didn't see, dude, I rarely saw any cops over there.
Did you have some of those times where you, like, looked out or, like, breathed the air and you're like, damn, bro, life is good? You're so in the moment, dude. I get,
yes, I had a few of those moments.
I got some of those in, like, Cancun when we were driving down the Isla Mujeres and shit. And I'm like, looking back, all my friends are with me. The fucking sun is clear. You got
like,
some fucking crystal clear water to your right and to your left. You're like, dude, life was like, this is what life
is. Especially
since
I was drunk, yes, I could feel I was more in my feels about that. I had some Coldplay playing, you know what I'm saying, dude. Coldplay is so goaded, please.
Yeah.
Listen to them. I'm sure everyone's already listened to them. But you know what I'm saying? Sky full of stars. Because you're a sky.
Okay.
You're a sky full of stars. But yes, it was like the vibes were amazing, dude. Like, that was one of the best trips. I want to say it was better than Cancun, bro. I want to say it was better than Cancun. Just because I'm a nature guy. You know what I'm saying? I love nature.
Dude,
I love hiking.
Fucking Austin,
fuck
brother.
You, TikTok. That's okay. I love you guys.
We got restricted.
You guys
bro.
Are so funny. I love TikTok. I wish it didn't get banned. I hope it doesn't get banned. But yes, it was so amazing, dude. Like, I want to say this is the best trip I've been on. I'm really like kind of like comparing both Cancun and like I told you, I wouldn't go back to Cancun. I'd rather not, at least.
Right.
Because the only thing about Cancun is like there was like hella people like begging for money, like, oh, buy this for me, buy, come on, come right, on, buy, right, come on, like, right, okay, okay, heckling okay. the tourists. There was none of that over there,
right?
And I think I, no cap, I didn't see many Canadians over there. Yeah, there was more foreigners.
Yeah,
no, like not even tourists. Like the people working there, they were like either like, you know how they also speak French, right? But there was like English people over there. There was English, New Zealand. Everyone had like an accent. It was crazy because you know, you would see English people like on YouTube,
right,
like on screens. But then you see them like in person. I was like, bro, like no way, you're real. This is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like how? And there's like a guy there, who got his visa because like he's like, I love it here so much. Like I want to stay here.
Oh damn.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm working to you know renew my visa. It's about to expire. Like I want to live here. I'm like,
I think I just don't like the cold like that, brother.
Okay, you're not.
Like I'm not a cold guy. I'm a like adventurous guy. So like I would go to shit like that. Like you know like but. I
wouldn't mind going over there. Like I think Natalie had asked me too. She was like, if you were to meet like a girl here, would you live here?
Oh.
I was like, no cap, I probably would. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I probably
would. You should have hopped on the Hinge over there, brother. That would have been crazy.
That would have been crazy. I did. I didn't get any matches.
That's so funny, right. Brother. I told him before the pod started, I was like, bruh. Yeah. I was like, bruh, he has the opportunity to do like one of the funniest things ever, bro. Catch a body in all of North America, brother. That would have been legendary. You would have been the only person that I know that would have done that. Unless Bobby's been going crazy, but I doubt it. Has Bobby ever smashed, you know? I want to ask him, but like...
he has.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to put it on blast, but it was so funny. I was like... Because he would tell me about it at this trip, actually. And I was like, no way, dude. I didn't, like, I just don't see you like that.
Yeah, I don't see him like that either,
I saw him, like, as a, because he's a very cool, like, chill guy. He's actually a very chill guy.
Yeah.
And so, you just wouldn't imagine Bobby, like, I can't imagine him clapping cheeks. Like, I just can't. But, I don't know, he told me he
has. Like, pulling somebody's hair or something?
Oh, that's crazy.
That's what I said about Canada. That's what I said, too. But Canada changed my perspective. I would definitely move over there. Oh, shit. Get Bobby on the pod. Yo,
I think we should. I'll get Bobby on the pod.
I bet he has a lot of, like, traveling, like, stories and shit. I want to hear clapping stories, brother.
Like, when he travels, he be, you know what I'm saying, he's playing his game somehow. I don't know.
Yo,
he's just
a cool
guy. Like, he's him. He's Himothy.
Yeah.
And he's so funny. Like, you know how, like, his word for cheap is peanuts. So, I'm going to start saying that. Bro. He's like, bro. Over there in Canada, it's peanuts, bro. Like, you know, because their currency is, like, worth less than ours.
Right.
So, like, we're basically, like, getting shit, like, cheaper type shit. He's like, bro, that shit peanuts, bro. And it's funny because he has an accent, so he doesn't say peanuts. He says, he pronounces, like, every single letter. He's like, this is peanuts. With the A, peanuts.
That's funny.
Nah, but, dude, shout out to Bobby again, dude. This is, the like, really cool trip that he planned. And we want to go again. I think we're like half assing, half planning on going in the summertime, this summer. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Get lit. That's what I was going to say. Like, dude, that is the meaning of life. Like traveling, setting yourself up in life enough to like you have enough money to travel, build memories and shit. Because like at the end of the day, like that's all you really have, bro. Any materialistic shit that you buy, any of those bags y'all be buying, fucking clothes y'all be wearing, bro, that's just gonna end up in the garbage one day. But those memories will stay with you like
the
forever.
Trip was like so, like peanuts, bro. Like, dude, we didn't spend that much money. Like, I want to say throughout the whole thing, I probably spent like $1,000.
God,
$1,000.
No, God, what do you mean that's not a lot of money? That's a lot of money. At Cancun, we spent only $500. $1,000?
No, like with trip, with Airbnb, everything. Okay. Like everything. Like it's $1,000. Like
that's probably around the same that we did for Cancun, maybe.
1.5 over there at Cancun, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, dude, it's definitely peanuts, bro. Like we rented 2 cars, we got Airbnb, we got the flights. I spent like $1,000, like in total, like with everything.
Okay, that's not bad.
So I was like, bro, this shit for real is peanuts, bro. So like, I definitely would go again. Like that shit was so amazing.
Nice. That's what's up, brother. Where else would you vacation other than that? Like what do you have your sights set on?
Ooh, I want to go to Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, like Venice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I, just because I see... Like TikToks and like, you know, they show like the whole world. I'm like, oh wow, looks nice.
When I was young, I thought about like shit like that. Like Europe sounds cool. Natalie said Japan.
Japan. I think Bobby's been there.
Oh, really?
I'll definitely go. Japan.
It sounds super cool. The only thing about that, well, Europe, I that's never on my list. Any of the Europe countries, me personally. That's just me personally. I feel like all that shit there is old. I feel like the people low-key don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the only cool thing is that, like, you know, it might have, like, some cool history or, like, maybe food that you wouldn't find here. It's, like, all authentic and shit. But, like, other than that, like, what else are you doing? You're just sightseeing, like, but, like, kind of boring sightseeing. But that's just me. Para mi cumpleaños no quiero pastel de pan. Quiero un pastel colombiano.
Oh.
I know what you're saying, son.
That's another trip.
Yo, well, Toto, we got to go on vacation.
Now I forgot, me and J-Boo, we're going to take a trip to Medellin, bro.
That's insane, brother.
No, I'm just kidding.
There's some insane shit being said right now, brother.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Japan sounds cool as fuck, though. Japan, I feel like that one's more
the
cool.
The clubs over there are crazy.
You have more, like, experiences and shit like that. I'm in it for the experiences. I don't really want to do much sightseeing. Unless it's, like, hiking. Hiking's cool because it's, like, actually, like, you're doing something and shit like that. But if you're going to museums or I'm looking at this fucking painting on the wall. Like, I don't really like shit like that. I like beach, jet skiing, like, going to the clubs on the beach, like... That kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying the water. That's why I always go to hot places. Cancun is my go-to. PCV.
Yo,
let's go to Japan. I'll go. Brian said he'll go to Japan. Holy shit, brother.
Yeah, Japan is... I love to go there. That's a very cool place.
Yeah, that is.
So, when I landed yesterday, so I went to the gym, slept, and I was like, I kind of feel like going out. And I forgot it's my boy Don Fool's birthday. Johnny's dad.
Oh, I was like, who the fuck is that, brother?
Yeah, it's Johnny's dad. He's like, yo, we're going to go out. We're going to go drink. We're going to bar hop a little bit. I was like, okay, I'm down.
Bar hop with a grown-ass man like that?
That's crazy.
Ain't no way, son.
Went to Chuck and Tap?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you need to go out the house a little bit more. I'm just kidding.
I mean.
Yeah. We went there. Then went to, like, another bison spot.
Yo, Brian said, dead ass, I'll send for the boys, brother. Yo,
that's
dead
crazy.
Ass, brother. Dead
that's
ass.
That's crazy, for real. Appreciate that, though. So, you know what I'm saying? We went to Chuck and Tap. Then we went to this another spicy spot that Don Fool wanted to go to.
All right.
It was fine. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of dead. So, it was getting a little late. It was like 1 in the morning. Damn, where should we go else? Like, we need, you know, we're trying to have a good time.
Yeah, bro. Can't end the night there.
Yeah, they're like... There was, like, no spots, though. Everywhere, they were closing early for some reason. It's Friday. Like, what's going on?
It's winter time, brother.
So, you know, like, when you don't have anywhere else to go, you can always turn to that one place. That would never, never, you know, leave you in the dust. They will always be there for you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Moondogs. There we go.
That's right. Now, I don't like to go there too much, but you know what? We were running out of options, and Overliable was there. Thank you so much, Moondogs. You always have a place in my heart.
For real. He said, I'll get an LED sign to my logo so you can put it on the wall. Right here, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. So we went through that. I was like, bro, that's fucking crazy. Bringing a 63-year-old man to freaking Moondogs
ain't
is
no
outrageous.
Way, son. I seen some there, though. No cap.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some for sure, but I was just like, dude, that's fucking crazy. Like, he's going to think, like... He's like in the fucking the playground, bro, without the little kids in there. So we brought him in there. His shit was lit. I saw Daisy there. It was like, oh, happy birthday. Boom. You know, I saw some people there. And it was getting towards the end of the night, right? We're at the main bar on the right side. You know where that, you know, like on the corner type, kind of like in the corner type, right? It was a little packed. We're just there. Me, Johnny Carroll, Don Fool, vibing, drinking. When all of a sudden... There's a drink thrown at us.
No way, son.
It wasn't thrown directly at us. It was thrown at a dude, but we were caught in the line of fire.
Yeah. So that'd be enough. That'd be enough for me.
I was like, bro, what the fuck? On my Young LA gym hoodie, bro. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
I was like, bro, like, this shit nice, bro. You can't be doing that.
I'm turned out right now.
Bro,
let's see
like,
what
I'm
is.
Starting to smell like fucking sour bombs. Like, what is that, bro? All
right.
So, I don't know what happened, but it was a dude against a girl. Like, that was the fight. And the dude was, like, drunk as fuck. My theory is that he was probably trying to spit game, and he just wouldn't stop bothering them. And he probably said some fucked up shit. That's what I think would happen. I might be wrong. So yeah, like the girl would like throw the drink at him. We got caught in a line of fire. And then they threw another one. And we got caught again.
No
way. We didn't move. We got caught again.
For real, bro. Y'all in the splash zone.
Everybody, we were on the splash zone. And Carol did not have it, bro.
Oh.
Carol got her own drink. And she threw it back.
Oh,
she said, fuck you. She said,
Shout out Carol, bro.
Shout out Carol, for real.
Yo, Carol, that's Carol G.
That's Carol G.
We have not seen her in a while, brother. Unleashed, brother. They had her fucking Pokeball. Let's go.
Ready for the 2025
Okay,
year.
Here we go. I'm
so,
liking this.
So, boom. I was like, oh, no, Carol.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But luckily, like, they didn't come at us. They kind of kept to their own little fight. So, boom. Like, the girls were like, punch him, like punch, slap the dude.
Oh.
And you know what I'm saying? The guy got his get back too. He did the same thing. He slapped, punched him.
The shotties.
Yeah, he hit back.
Whoa, what are we saying right now?
He was drunk as fuck, dude. And yeah, then the shotties, they grabbed the chair and they got his ass good. He got him. I saw it happen. Like, so they have, you know, they have chairs, right? Like the top hit this dude like right here in the eye.
No way.
And I can see red right now. It's the next day, right? It's probably purple right now.
Yeah.
And dude, just fighting. Boom, boom, boom. Security came. The bartenders had to get out and start working to separate everybody. Because it wasn't like, it kind of like broke onto a brawl.
Yeah.
So everyone was fighting. Boom, boom, boom. The guy went to go help out his homie. And then he wasn't looking. And then the girl came, punched like a little sneak slap punch.
Oh.
And then finally the security got to escort the dude out. Everybody left. Boom, boom, boom. And not like that little brawl area was kind of empty because it was basically like closing time. And so Johnny and his dad went to go to the bathroom. So now it's me and Carol just like waiting, I guess. And now this drunk guy with his friend comes up. One of them, the drunk guy is a bit taller and he's all smiley. He's like me when I'm drunk. He's all smiley.
Right.
Right. And he's with his friend who's a bit shorter. I think shorter than me too. And he's more sober. So the drunk guy comes up to me. He's all smiley. He's like, hey, like, you know what happened, bro? And I was like, nah. Like, I was irritated. At this point, I'm irritated.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm out here
like,
freaking.
Get the fuck away from me, brother.
I'm out here, like, drenched, like, in fucking Sour Bomb. I'm smelling, like, fucking alcohol right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, like, you know what happened, bro? And I was
and
like.
His smile just pisses you off even more.
I was like, dude. I was like, no, I don't know what happened, bro. He's like, ah, come on, bro. You know what happened, bro.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I don't, bro. So I was like I was kind of smiling back at him. I was like, so please get out of my face. Like
you said that.
I
brother?
Said that. I promise you.
Austin wants to fight, brother. Austin wants somebody.
And
he wants to
I
catch
don't know
a
what it
body.
Is. I think it was the alcohol. I think I was because I was irritated.
And it was that pump that morning,
think,
brother.
Because I was at the gym. Like I think since I've been going, I'm like, bro.
The roid, bro. It's the roid.
I was like I was kind of like smiled back, because I had to say it in a way where he gets the message because he's drunk.
Right.
So I was like, yeah. I was like, no, I don't know what's going on. So please get out of my face. And he kind of like, his smile went away, it faded away. And then his friend was like, yo, like, you ain't got to say it like that, bro. I was like, you ain't got to be like that. I was like, I said, please, bro. Like,
I said, please, brother.
I said, please, bro. He was like, bro, you ain't got to do it like that, bro. Like, come on, like, stop playing. And Carol kind of jumped in there. And I was like, Carol, you're going to give me? It was 2v1. It was like,
yeah,
2v1.
2v1 and a half because you got Carol there, bro.
Right. Shut the fuck up, Carol. You don't get me jumped. This is all an act. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, this is all. This is a persona.
He's like, bro, you ain't gotta be acting tough, bro. And I was like, bro, ain't nobody acting tough out here, bro. Like, back up.
Oh,
get out of my face.
Yo, who is this man, brother?
Like,
who the fuck is this man?
I was like, dude, ain't nobody acting tough. I had to get Carol because Carol was like, dead ass, like, kind of like pointing fingers, getting in the face. Like, yo, Carol, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get out of here. I defused the situation. I was
right.
Like, guys, violence is never the answer. Please don't, like, don't.
Sometimes it is.
It depends. But yeah, I was like, back up. So yeah, so like he was still talking like far as hell, like kind of saying the same thing over. Like
the workers were probably like, what was in the drinks tonight, brother? What the
yeah.
hell?
Oh man, I feel bad for Pat's the manager.
Yeah, sorry, Pat.
One of their neon signs like stopped working, like half. He was like, what's up with this? I was like, damn, I think like a drink hit the neon
probably.
And got fucked up. But hey, the guy just kept like talking like from far, like yo, he's like, yo, you ain't gotta be acting tough, like, bro. Ain't nobody acting tough out here. You know, I'm from Atlanta.
Yo, this dude.
I didn't say that. But I just walked away, dude, because I'm not finna. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
I'm not Lance, really trying to fight.
I'm not really trying to, but I will.
This
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Bro. This
and
man.
From that night, I told Carol, I told Johnny, I was like, bro, I think I'm gonna start copping a Glock because, like,
yo,
nah, like even like you know that I don't really fuck with guns like that, but or TikTok water guns.
It's already restricted. It's already restricted. It's gone. We're fucked already.
I don't really fuck with them like that, but like, but people be trying you, dude, and like they think like you're not about it. Like, bro, like I think it's time for me to let them know. Like,
I think you get in trouble, brother. I highly suggest you do not do that.
In trouble,
you,
how?
Like you, it would end up bad. I think
in trouble, like how? Like with the law?
I think so. Yeah. Or okay. Somebody else. Like I think
like I'm not gonna be like I'm not gonna be like it would end bad. Flashing it, like I'm not gonna be showing it.
So what would say? So what's the point of it then? You having it
for protection.
Okay, so at one point are you gonna bust it out? You've never had to bust it out to this point. So why do you need it?
Well, I think it's better to have it and need it than need it and not have it. That's the whole point. Like that's the whole point. Like I'm not gonna be the first one to bust it out. Like I'm gonna be like, oh yeah,
quick draw.
Yeah, like I'll relate. If I really have to, I'll go with the hands. But if shit start getting wicked,
right?
You know, if they brought a knife, you brought a knife to a gunfight, get the fuck out of my face.
This guy. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They start bringing out weapons. All right, I got it too. Well, I will. So, right.
Okay.
And that's what happened with me.
Damn, that's what's up, bro. That's a very eventful night.
Yeah, they were like, Carol was like, yeah, Austin was standing on Bennett. I was like, yeah, what you talking about? Like, I'm out here. Dude, I was so irritated.
That's what's going to be, bro, once you get a shoddy, bro. And speaking of shoddy, bro, how's your love life, brother? Let's get a little quick update on that love life, brother.
Mercy.
So we know you didn't smash in Canada, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah. So I had posted a picture, my post, at a.ustin73 on Instagram. Yep. Go ahead and hit that follow, please.
A fair fight is never fair. Ooh. I'll go with you to buy one, said Brian.
Hey, preach. I like the one he has. Mm. It's nice.
Okay.
So, if y'all keep up with the podcast, there was this one girl that I was on Hinge with that I had gotten like a spooky basket or whatever.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Character bringing her back. Miss Bree in the chat.
That's not her name, but that's sort of like her.
Yeah,
fake
her
name.
Alias. Let's go.
Her alias. So Miss Bree hits me up out of nowhere.
Holy shit. Okay.
I guess she saw me in the mountains or something. I don't know.
Yep.
She's like, wow, I saw that you were in the mountains. And now she basically, the message that she gave to me was she explained why she ghosted.
Wait, so it's out of nowhere. So basically, she just said it like all together. Wow, cool mountains. By the way, I stopped talking to you because this. How the fuck did that go, brother?
It was fucking crazy. Look,
holy
shit. Look. She wrote all that. Like, I didn't, dude, this was like, that message was not me. Like,
I'm looking at three scrolls worth of paragraphs right now. Four scrolls. Holy shit. Okay.
So, look, like, she wrote all that. And I was like, what? I was like, I'm not going to read all that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, like, she out of nowhere. She just
That's what
I'm like, what the hell? Going on?
It's because your life is looking good right now. So she's like, fuck, I missed out. Okay, let me tell him why. Let me try to sneak back in.
Let me try to sneak back in here.
Yep.
So yeah, so she basically like kind of goes back saying, oh, you know, I really appreciate everything you did for me and my doggo.
Yep.
For the basket and all the things. Like, you're a very cool guy, nice guy. You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. But there's something on my mind that's been bothering me, and it seems unfair, and I wanted to communicate that with you. I thought, oh, okay, I guess. Like, I don't really care anymore. It's all water in the bridge. So basically, she goes on by saying, like, I had mentioned, so while we were dating, I had mentioned something to her about my past that I think that she should know. Like, I just want to get out the way, just to tell her.
Right.
And just get out the way at the beginning, because if she wasn't fucking with it, then, you know, we'll break it off there.
Exactly.
At the very beginning. Yeah. Instead of, like, later on. And then wasting our time, you know what I'm saying? So I told her. And when I told her about that, I could tell that she was not fucking with it. Like, I told her in person, and I could just tell, like, she's like, oh, you're one of those guys. I was like, yo, chill. Like, it's in my past, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's in my past. Like, we're chilling. So I thought we were cool. And then she goes to me, and now she comes back and she tells me that it's because of that. It's because of that part of my past that she did not fuck with. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, bro. But you should have told me that, like,
yeah, back you should have communicated that.
You should have told me that.
Because there was an explanation to that, too.
Yeah, there was. And I was like, you should have told me that, like, back then, instead of me, like, wondering what the fuck I did or what I did wrong.
Yeah.
So, there's that guy.
All right, well, fuck the lie, bro. Let's take this fucking call right now.
Yeah, so she basically just goes on to explain that that's why she wasn't, well, that's why she ghosted me, because of the thing I did in my past.
Which is kind of, like, again, like I said again, it's kind of lame, dude, that she didn't explain that, because, like, again, there was an explanation. I think y'all could have came to, like, a mutual understanding of, like,
right. And she goes on by saying, like, her ex did the same thing, and she just didn't want to go through all that again. And it kind of goes back to what you said, like, on the last podcast, like, the past is in the past. Like, you should have. You shouldn't really.
I was gonna say that as well.
You shouldn't, you know, bring that over to your next relationship.
Yeah, it's not, like, undealt trauma. Like, she has trauma, and it's valid, right? She has it's valid for her to feel that way. But again, the communication should have been there, because y'all could have, you could have explained everything, and she could have seen that you were different. You know, she should have already seen that you were different, because you were treating her like very, very good. You know,
right? So that's basically what she was saying, and I was like, yo, you know, I get it, but I wish you would have told me sooner. But, like, I don't hold grudges. Like, we're all cool. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's the type of mentality that I have.
Okay.
So
now, brother, what are the odds that you revisit that thing? You know what I'm saying? It was a fucking awesome story, brother. Everything was going well. And, you know, obviously it took a turn. But mm-hmm. now that things could get kind of like, had the potential to be, you know, rekindled. What are the odds of being rekindled with that, brother?
Reignited.
Yeah.
As of right now, I'd say it's unlikely. Unlikely.
That's sad, brother.
It's unlikely. It's possible, just unlikely.
I think you should, brother. I think that is your number one candidate. Like, like, I think I fuck with that girl, like, based off what I've seen. Obviously, she gave you that excuse, but, like, not really an excuse, but, like...
I mean, it still sounds like she's got trauma from the past, and I'm not ready to carry on that baggage.
Brother,
like,
there is worse things that you should worry about, okay? And trauma from the past is not one of those, okay?
I'm not ready, like, I'm not here to, you know, help you out with your trauma, twin. You should, brother. Like, you should be healed by, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to...
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be healed by then. That's not my job. It's not my, you know, to help you heal. That's something, that's your own journey. You
true.
On your own.
True, true, true.
So, and I try not to do the same thing, like, bring my past fails or past, you know
yeah, experiences.
Yeah, experiences into the next one. That's why I keep going, and I keep trying and trying and trying. And it's starting to become a pattern, though.
Yeah,
pattern of ghost. And it is what it is. You know, I've there's times where I kind of want to give up
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm like, nah, I just have to keep going.
But
like,
then they just hit you up, brother.
they come out of nowhere. Right. Like, you know, you seen like that picture where like there's like two guys like pickaxing with
yes,
the diamond.
The diamond's right there.
And one guy gets up right at the end when he's about to get there. Yeah, like that's me. Like, I'm not trying to give up like right at the end. I'm trying to I'm gonna keep going and hope one day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why with that girl, I say like that's pretty salvageable, brother. And if that genuinely is the excuse, like the reason why, I think it's a little valid, and it's something that I personally could look past because, okay, I'm like, okay, shit, that was something traumatic, you know, that she said. So I was like, okay, I could like sympathize with that. And, you know, maybe we could talk it out and then start from friends and like, you know, go slowly.
I think we had to start from new. Yeah, I had to start like a
whole new blank slate. It wouldn't be like nothing like, yo, let's pick up where we left off type shit. Like no more spooky baskets, brother.
It had to be something new.
Like strictly friends and then like, you know, see. And then you get a feel for it. Then you'll be like, okay, like this is actually really fun again. Like I really fuck with this.
Yeah,
you know?
I really have to like talk, like have a nice, deep, genuine conversation.
You should.
You know, how to navigate things because kind of, you know, saying clear the air.
Yeah. Bro, you should invite her like on a hike or something, bro. Like, dude, like, for mocha, that's go funny. Get, what the fuck is that shit called?
Matcha.
Matcha, bro. Go get that bullshit.
Yeah.
I think you should. Well, you have my blessing, brother.
Blessing is crazy.
And blessing only for that. That's it. Nothing else. You don't get blessing for nothing else, brother.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing else, brother. Okay. That's it, brother.
Alrighty.
But yeah, hey. Everybody wish my boy Austin well in his journey. Dude, I really hope you get there. This is the year, brother. We did not wear red this year, right? No red underwear?
Nah, I wore black, I think. Yeah, I'm in my demon mode. It's okay. I'm going to get shredded, though.
Yeah.
Getting shredded. This
black for gym. That was what it was.
Yes, I'm here to get, you know, get it ripped.
Yeah.
This year, I will get straight teeth. I swear to it. Well, not straight teeth, but, you know, I'll get braces.
You'll be on the way.
I'll be on the braces. Yes, I'll be starting.
I'm almost done, brother. I'm almost there. I'm almost to the promised land.
Let me see. Get a nice smile. That's what I'm talking about. When do you take him off?
I don't know yet. He said soon. And he said that a year ago. So I don't know, brother. He might be capping on me, but it's all good, brother. I like
it's
being lied
straight.
To. All right, bro. This has been another N85 podcast, bro. Thank you for everybody that has been watching. Make sure y'all go check out the Reddit. Subscribe to the channel. Let us know where y'all want us to live stream next, brother. TikTok's over with. Rest in peace, TikTok. But it is what it is. You know, we worked hard for 10. We got 10K followers. You know, that actually boosted us a lot. So shout out TikTok. You know, it did change a lot what we had here. So, yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, bro. Peace out.
Bye. Boom.